Logos, Tubi Originals. A paper airplane flies in a loop. Cartel. A microphone rests on a stand. A young woman's face approaches it in profile, her cheeks glistening with sweat and tears. Behind them is a person wearing a ghastly white mask with black circles for the eyes and mouth. The masked man plays a note on a keyboard and stares from the black chasms of their eyes. The singer's hands are cuffed tightly to a chair. Nearby, a screen records the sound. Bare light bulbs illuminate the singer. The masked man looms just outside the light. The masked man tilts his head and plays another note. The singer presses her lips together and shakes her head. The singer moves close to the microphone, weeping and trembling. She strains against her handcuffs.
I'm sorry. Please let me do it again. Please. I'll do it right. Please. Just one more time.
The singer sits across from a dark-haired man also cuffed to a chair. The masked man stands in a fluid movement. The masked man picks up a scalpel that glints in the dim light.
No, I promise. Let me try it again. Please, let me try it again. Please, I am doing it better. Please, let me try it again. Please. Stop, don't touch him. Stay away from him!
Harper, shut up!
Please.
The masked man slashes the man's thigh.
Harper, it's okay, just be quiet.
Don't touch him!
Harper, please shut up!
He slashes his arm.
Stop it! Stop it! Get away from him! Please, don't do it, please. I can try it again.
The masked man cuts the man's throat in one swipe. His head lolls backwards and blood spurts down his shirt. The masked man repositions the microphone in front of the young woman. The blood from the man's neck wound slows to an ooze. The woman kicks the mic stand over, knocking a memory card to the ground. The masked man holds his arms open and the woman glares at him defiantly. He steps closer to her, then swings his blade. Blood sprays across plastic sheeting hung in front of a landscape painting. Text, Requiem for a Scream. Cassie Scarbo, Michael the 10th Summers, Georgia Leva, Zachary Rosen, India McGee, Brandon Santana, David Lewis. The view moves up a dark staircase. An empty swing hangs from a tree branch on a hill, moving on its own in the breeze. Light shines through the stained glass window of a door. A treehouse perches in the branches of a dead tree. The face of an antique clock is caked with dust. A path leads through a shadowy wooded area with statues of lions on either side. In a bird's eye view, a car drives through the woods on a narrow snaking road. A young blonde woman drives and a dark-haired woman sits in the passenger seat.
That's a yes from me, dog.
Hey, do you want to pick up a couple 40s for the write-up?
Why, so that some toothless townie can mansplain the local urban legend? Plus 40s, what are we, 18?
Excuse me, we were 17 the last time we pounded 40s.
True.
So you haven't mentioned anything about your audition the entire write-up here. How did it go?
Just another catacall. This time they said my eyes aren't bright enough to pull off the role, whatever that means. Sounds like something my dad would say.
Yeesh, I'm sorry, Art.
I am so sick of it, which is why I'm done singing.
No, you can't. Your dad is gonna freak.
I don't love it anymore. It was always his and Emily's dream. It's time he realizes that. Anyway, what about you? How'd your interview go? I'm guessing that's why you wanted to pick up the 40s.
What are you talking about?
To celebrate, right?
Oh, nah, I didn't go to that meeting.
Shira! Ever since I've known you, it's been your dream to work for Sinister Comics. You finally get a meeting with the development rep and you blow it off?
I mean, it's not like I was guaranteed a job. Plus, you know, for being honest, I'm not good enough for Sinister.
Hey, don't do that.
Do what?
Sell yourself short? You've been doing that since high school. Look, I know it's scary, but this is what you've always wanted.
Hey, I know your dad is stressing you out right now, but do not project that shit onto me. I don't need a lecture.
Shira puffs out her lips.
But, you know, speaking of pissing off your dad...
Shira?
I'm serious. What do you think he's gonna do when he finds out why we actually came up here?
You know this is what Emily wanted.
Yeah, but...
But nothing. He cares more about his own grief than what our family really needs right now. Oh, shit. You're not here. Hey, Dad.
Hey, Art, you make it to the hotel yet?
Nope, still on the road.
Oh, okay. How's the prep for the audition going?
Good.
Make sure you really spin your vibrato for the ending.
Yeah, I got it.
I don't get why you are still auditioning for these regional opera companies. You need to be setting your sights on
New York and Chicago like your sister.
Yeah, that's the goal.
Okay, well, give me a call when you get to
the hotel. I'm gonna forward you some breathing
exercises. Dad?
Hello?
Thank God.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna be so much fun when you tell him your whole plan.
They drive on. The sun shines through the dense trees, lighting a wooden footbridge that crosses a stream. Shira and Art arrive at the bridge, smiling and carrying their bags.
Oh, this place is like Shangri-La.
I know, right? God, I miss this place.
I can't believe you've never taken me here before.
Yeah, I know, but my dad's always been super anal about this place being for family time only.
Does that mean I shouldn't have invited him then?
Seriously, he cannot find out about this.
Hey, wait, you mean I have to keep something from your father? Never had to do that before.
In the kitchen of a Tudor-style mansion, Art's father leans on the counter and speaks to a woman unloading groceries.
Ellen, we went to your cousin's wedding in North Conway. We had good reception, right?
How am I supposed to remember that?
Pretty sure we did.
Why?
No reason.
Isn't that where Art's audition is this weekend? I hope you didn't lecture her about her vibrato. You never rode Emily this hard, and she got into far more trouble.
Yeah, look where that got her.
Unbelievable.
Sorry.
Art and Shira enter the house with the stained glass window.
Come on in.
Why did you guys stop coming here?
Family photos decorate the mantle.
We grew up.
There.
They look around the wood-paneled room.
You can just put your stuff over here for now. I'll be right back.
Wait, where are you going?
I just need a minute.
Yeah, for sure. Go, yeah.
Oh, do not eat anything in the fridge.
Okay, then.
Wow.
Art ascends a staircase.
You will not be
She looks at photos on the wall and smiles. She sinks onto the edge of a bed and closes her eyes. A beam of sun shines down on her from a skylight. She glances to the nightstand, which holds another framed family photo. She stands and smiles at her reflection in a vanity mirror. She picks up a photo from the mirror frame of two young girls dressed as a bunny and the pink Power Ranger. A young man and woman drive an SUV down a gravel road and into a sunny valley. An RV is already parked there.
I'm really excited to show it to you.
I can see why. It's awesome.
He pulls to a stop.
Okay.
Oh, this is it. It's so pretty.
I know, isn't it, right?
Yeah.
I'm so excited to show it to you.
Excited right, to see on. It. All right.
So how long's the trip?
Well, it's a little long, but...
How long is a little long?
Don't worry, it's worth a surprise, all right, babe?
All right.
Come on, let's go.
A hand grabs the white mask. The masked man stares out of a window. Shira lifts a piece from a chessboard. Art returns to the living room.
We've got a fireplace. For the whole house? Hey, can you grab some of those logs out of the car? Get this thing going.
Good news, bad news? I totally forgot to bring the wood. But don't worry, hey, you know, Alex, your favorite is gonna bring some.
Well, then I guess we'll just have to wait for my favorite to arrive.
Yeah.
I cannot believe you talked me into inviting her.
Hey, you know, she was one of Em's closest friends, even after everything that happened senior year.
Look, I know that you guys stayed friends, but honestly, I want nothing to do with her. And please, no getting crazy when everyone else shows up.
Look, I already told her, no hard stuff. Besides, you and Declan, total squares.
Good. Now let's get set up.
Shira shakes out pillows. Art puts a record on a turntable.
Yep.
They clean and dust the house.
I don't need no rhythm on a ride. Dancing on that line.
They high five and pull dusty sheets from furniture. Art puts a sheet over her head and chases Shira. Art places a vintage coffee can on the mantle and pats it gently. Shira sweeps the floor.
On a winter day, take me down to White Rock Lake. We'll get out our old ice skates and go around the tube.
A mechanical bird springs from a cuckoo clock.
Jesus!
Who the fuck was an actual cuckoo clock?
My grandfather made that for my dad. Even my mom can't make him get rid of it. Huh.
Shira picks up a memory card from the ground in front of a landscape painting on the wall.
Hey, what is this?
Art inspects the card. They pop it into a computer.
What do you think's on it?
I have no idea.
Ooh, what if it's your parents' sex tape?
Ew! God, trust me, it's not a sex tape.
Encrypted.
Holy shit, it is a sex tape. I'm pretty sure you have to have sex in order to make a sex tape.
I don't know.
I love Coco. Probably just family photos or something. Let's try Crane House.
Who likes family photos?
My mother.
Well, now I know all your passwords.
You already did. Hold on, let me try. I give up.
In the parked RV, wrinkled hands put a memory card into a computer. The man wears headphones and types, composing sounds on the computer's software. They grip and stroke their own skinny leg.
This better be worth it. I'm dying.
I forgot the only exercise you get in a week is
Going to the fridge for a Red Bull.
Hey, you know, one can't stay up at night writing a comic book masterpiece on coffee alone.
Hey, how exactly is that going, by the way?
Technically, I'm still in what some might call a brainstorming phase, but, you know, I got a whole notebook full of ideas, character bios, scene breakdowns, a whole story arc in 5 acts.
So everything but the first issue.
Right, you know, some of us don't have a cushy day job to fall back on.
Yeah, I'm really living large on a high school teacher's salary.
Hey, larger than me. I mean, either way, I'm not really sure you're in a position to speak since, you know, all of a sudden you're just decided to what, give up your singing career?
Watch it.
Whoa, what? So you can dish it, but you can't take it?
No, look. Damn hunters. Oh, they know this land is private.
Art uses a stick to snap the trap.
They don't usually set traps, but watch your step.
I'm sorry, who are they?
Years ago, this entire area was a trailer park. Nothing but hillbilly hunter types.
Okay, if that was years ago, then why is it still here?
My dad said this place was developed into a resort town by some rich real estate guy like 30 years ago. I guess some of the locals have trouble moving on.
Wait, you don't think that they're like still here watching us, do you?
I doubt it, but who knows?
We're like close, right?
Here we are.
Oh, this is awesome.
A treehouse.
Hey, check it out.
Oh my God.
Wow. My dad built this place when Emily was like 6. I think I was probably about 4. Mm-hmm. We couldn't wait for him to finish it. Finally, that day, he made us shut our eyes, took us up these stairs, held our hands, and brought us inside.
God, you're gonna make me cry.
They enter the little house. Art opens, picks up toys.
First words out of Em's mouth. Or, Daddy, can I move in? I want this to be my house.
Damn, 6 years old and already wanting to move out.
God, look at his stuff. She was always an old soul. Independent from day one. Mm. Anyway, Em was always Dad's favorite.
No, you're just saying that because she's gone.
No, it's true. It's okay. She was amazing.
And so are you, Art.
Shira holds Art's hands. Art wells up and shakes her head.
Before she died, Emily told me she wanted her ashes scattered around the trails out here. And regardless of what he wants or believes, I'm gonna honor her request.
Shira nods and Art smiles through her tears. At home, Art's father stares at an urn in a cabinet, surrounded by photos of a smiling girl. He opens the cabinet and takes out a framed letter. Ellen watches him from a doorway.
Are you okay?
Remember the day Amy found out she got into cancer?
How could I forget? She was so excited she practically peed her pants.
He smiles faintly and puts the letter back.
You know, Art could have gotten in too if she just applied herself more. She could be singing the Met right now instead of some second-rate theater in rural New Hampshire.
Well, maybe she doesn't want to sing for the Met.
Well, then why is she still taking auditions? I seriously doubt her dream is to sing at the North Conway Playhouse.
Well, maybe her dream doesn't include that either.
What is that supposed to mean?
I wasn't supposed to say anything, but Art lied about the audition.
What?
She doesn't want to sing anymore. She just doesn't enjoy it.
Okay, well, if she's not at the audition this weekend, where is she?
She's visiting Shira in the city. What are you doing? No. Thomas! Thomas, don't you dare!
Listen, no matter what your dad thinks, I am always here for you. You know that, right?
I do know that. You're the best friend ever. I love you.
I love you too.
In the RV, the man flicks his wrists and twirls his hands. Like a composer in front of the computer screen. A keyboard and radio sit nearby. His headphones sit atop a head of shaggy graying hair. He clenches his fists. two young men approach the house.
I haven't seen either of them since high school.
I mean, I've seen Theo a couple times since high school, but obviously I've not talked to Declan.
It's not going to be awkward between you two, is it?
We're grown-ass adults. It's been years.
Good, because I think he's kind of cute now.
Theo, I haven't seen you in forever. Come here.
Hello.
Hey, teddy bear.
Oh, okay. I haven't heard that one in like forever.
Hey, Shira.
Hey, Declan.
How you been since high school?
Oh, you know, good. Moved to LA, working in the adult film industry. You know, just grinding it out.
Sounds interesting.
Okay. So should we take this painfully awkward conversation inside?
Yeah.
Come on in.
Oh, the door needs to be closed.
Yeah, I'll get that.
Theo sets a black case on a table.
Whoa, you pack heavy for an overnighter?
No, this is a satellite dish.
What? You work for NASA now or something?
No. Remember Ronnie Glaston?
Oh, yeah.
Well, about a year ago, Ronnie and I went in on a startup making flyaway mobile satellites. And I figured we're gonna be in the middle of nowhere, so why not bring my own mobile internet service? That's what this baby's for.
Yep, he wouldn't stop talking about this thing the whole way up.
That's amazing. I didn't even know this sort of thing existed.
Oh, you think that's cool? Check this out. We're beta testing high-frequency drivers that'll knock out any listening device. Think phones, scanners, smart speakers, whatever. And with this baby, you can knock out a whole city block.
And it'll work on Declan.
Funny.
But it has a few bugs, so we're gonna keep that in there.
So you're a porn star and a comic book writer.
I was kidding about the porn. And I'm not really a comic book writer.
Yet. But she should be. It's good to see you after all these years, Deck. You look great.
Thank you. You too. You're also looking...
What the actual fuck?
You invited Alex?
I feel like I just stepped on the set of Lord of the Rings or some shit.
Look at this. It's like Breakfast Club reunion. Got the jock, the nerd, the basket case.
Hey. Oh. If I'm the basket case, what does that make you?
A rebel, of course.
Oh, okay.
So I guess that makes me the princess then?
Nah, that was Emily. You were more like the principal.
Sorry.
What
the fuck is that?
Shit.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm just trying to find a signal.
Fix it.
Hey, Art, how do you get on the roof?
Come on, follow me. Come on, I'll show you.
Yep.
Sorry.
No.
Theo adjusts the satellite dish on the roof.
Still not working.
Yeah, well aware, guys. Almost there.
Art's phone floods with texts from her dad.
Thank God! Oh, I probably have to reconfigure it every couple of hours.
Can we go inside now? The fucking drink.
Shit, tell me about it.
Inside, the friends sit around a wooden dining table. Declan toys with a small globe.
Hey.
Really glad you all could make it out this weekend.
Of course. Hey, I'm really sorry I couldn't make Emily's funeral.
Me too. Between my dad's back surgery and the new company, I just couldn't get there.
And I was slammed with my Etsy store.
Declan holds a bottle.
Look what I found.
Ooh, just what the doctor ordered.
Go for it. Well, that's why you're all here now. Even though, you know, some of us lost touch, you were all super important to Em. I know she'd want you to be here.
Emily would have loved my Etsy store.
Really? What do you sell?
These crystal bracelets. They help realign your chakras.
Is everyone in?
None for me.
Please.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow, business must be booming if you had to miss Emily's funeral.
Yeah. I would have brought you some, but there aren't enough bracelets in the world to help realign your chakras.
Hey. You know, why don't we just keep the peace and focus on Emily today?
Fine. Look at this. I changed my mind. All right. To Emily.
To Emily.
Art and Declan find the swing.
When was the last time you got on that?
That thing? Oh my God, I don't know. When I was 12, maybe?
Hop on.
What?
Yeah, I'll push.
No, come on.
You scared? Come on.
No.
Get your ass in there. Literally.
Okay, fine. Not too high.
All right. Do you trust me?
I hope so.
You sure?
Declan pushes the swing.
Woo! God, I miss this so much.
The rest of the group watch them from atop the hill by the house.
So, are you a big time opera singer yet?
Not even. I actually just quit.
What? Come on, Art. The world deserves to hear that amazing voice of yours.
I don't know about the whole world, but if you really want to hear me sing, I'm pretty sure my dad has a karaoke machine somewhere.
Declan gives the swing another big push.
Is that too high?
No, it's perfect. I don't remember you being this chivalrous in high school.
Chivalrous?
Mm-hmm.
I like that. You know, I have changed since high school.
Oh, have you?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Not entirely, but I've changed a little bit.
I knew it.
Shira sighs, sitting next to Alex.
So, I take it you're not too happy he's here?
Whatever.
Forgive and forget.
Yeah, he did dump you right before prom so he could date college chicks.
How does one get over that? Like this?
Shira uncorks the liquor bottle and takes a swig.
Mm. Oh. Well, if you really want to piss off that asshole.
Mm-mm-mm. Put that away.
Oh, come on, don't make me do it by myself.
I'm just not feeling it. This weekend should be about Emily, right?
Is that you talking or Principal Artemis?
Alex waggles the baggie of powder between her fingers. Shira glances at Art on the swing, then shakes her head and snatches the baggie. The man in the RV unplugs a memory card from his computer and packs it in a case. One is missing from the case. In a flashback, the memory card falls to the floor. The man pounds his fist.
Damn it! No!
Night falls. Alex and Shira watch a black and white suspense movie on a phone. Shira bends over and snorts a line of powder.
Slow down, Scarface. We're gonna be out soon.
Just, come to Tony Montana.
Hi, teddy bear.
What are you two up to?
I'm just watching a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, why?
I don't know. You two seem a little...
The Wi-Fi is out. Do you think you could be a deer and fix it?
Sure.
I love you. Okay, I think that means that we need to stop.
Whatever, I want to have some for tomorrow anyway.
No, that's when we're scattering Emily's ashes.
So?
Looks like the lovebirds have returned.
Glad to see you've matured since high school, Alex.
Didn't you say something about a karaoke machine?
Shit. I thought maybe you forgot about that.
Hell yeah, girl.
I'm on it.
Art checks her phone.
It's my dad. Be quiet. Hello?
Finally!
I've been calling you all night.
Yeah, sorry, the connection's been pretty unreliable.
Oh yeah? That's not the only thing that's been unreliable lately.
What are you talking about?
Why didn't you just tell me?
Art's brow furrows deeply.
Tell you what?
Artemis, your mother told me about the audition. Dad, I was gonna tell you, I was just
waiting for the right opportunity.
Don't get it. You are so talented. You just need to apply yourself.
I don't want to sing anymore.
I thought that's what you wanted.
Artemis, that is what you've been working toward this whole time.
No, that's what you've been working toward.
How can you say that?
Oh, come on. You just want me to live out the life that Emily was supposed to.
How dare you say that to me?
You know it's true.
This conversation is over.
I'm not Emily, and I'm never gonna be.
You're goddamn
happy because Emily would have never pissed away a perfectly good career because she was too afraid to live up to her own goddamn potential.
Art's face crumples in tears.
Shit. I didn't mean that. Art.
Art covers her phone's mouthpiece.
Shit. What was that?
Dad, look, I'll call you later, okay? Fuck.
Thomas stares at his phone, then strides out of his office. Declan talks into a mic.
Who's ready for some karaoke?
Thomas.
Hey.
Oh, yes.
Oh, everything okay?
Yeah.
Should I put it back?
No. I think that we need some cheering up.
Yeah.
Isn't that right? What do you say? Come on. What do you say? Okay.
Shira dances with Art, who reluctantly grins. Thomas returns to the cabinet and removes the urn from inside. He opens the lid and sniffs the contents. He reaches a finger in and touches the powder in the urn. He tastes the powder and scowls. He carries the urn to the kitchen and paws through the trash can, unearthing an empty box of brownie mix.
What's wrong with you?
Did you know about this?
Know about what?
Your daughter replaced Emily's ashes with goddamn brownie mix.
What?
She's up in the summer house right now.
Thomas storms out.
I don't understand. Talk to me. Where are you going? Thomas!
The RV drives on a dirt road at night. The headlights flick off. The man inside picks up a pair of binoculars and peers at the house. He sees the friends dancing. Art sings into the mic. The masked man turns to two people bound and struggling on the RV bed. It's the couple from the SUV. The masked man picks up a hammer and stands over them. He beats the man. The friends jump and dance. The killer swings his hammer, blood staining his mask. Window of the RV, the masked man turns his hammer on the young woman. Her legs kick and flail, and then she lies still.
Well, I'm just a man.
Alex dances, swinging her long twists and holding the liquor bottle. Shira grins and points. The guys shimmy around each other.
I don't play with guns.
Outside, the masked man's face hovers close to the house. The white of the eerie mask the only thing visible in the darkness.
I'm just gonna say it.
The masked man steps up to the door and stares in the window. The masked man tilts his head. Art spots the mask. She frowns, and the mask is gone from the window. Later, the friends sit in a circle.
Never have I ever had a threesome.
Really? I didn't think you had it in you.
Hey, listen, Matt and I have been married for a while, and he wanted to try an open relationship.
You are so full of surprises, aren't you?
I mean, it didn't last very long.
Ooh, that's what she said. Oh, ow!
Okay.
Never have I ever had a foursome.
Stop.
Wait, what did you say?
That was before Matt.
Oh. Okay.
Really, I promise.
Okay. My turn. Never have I ever
made out with a woman.
Of course.
Art smiles and drinks.
You haven't. Jimmy Robertson's birthday, we were playing Spin the Bottle and I landed on Jen Platt's.
What? No way.
Yeah, you were there. What are you, high?
No, I think you're the one that's high remembering shit that never happened.
We were all there, Shira. How can you forget that?
No one asked you a microshaft.
Really, Shira? Wow, that's a bit harsh.
Shira pours more liquor, spilling it all over.
Jesus, Shira! Relax, it was an accident.
Don't worry about it. I'll help clean it up. And Shira's just having a brain fart. Shira, you were there, you remember.
Where?
At Jimmy whatever's birthday party. I'm gonna get rid of this. You've had too much.
Alex puts the bottle on the mantle next to the coffee can. Shira snatches it, knocking the can down.
What the fuck?
Fucking coffee can, Art.
No, it's not. They're Emily's ashes, and she knew that.
I know, I'm sorry.
What the hell is going on here?
What are you looking at me for?
Because the two of you have been acting strange all night.
Wow. You sound like your dad right now.
Really? Well, how about this? Never have I ever broken a promise to my best friend. Well?
What?
Your high's a fucking kite, Shira.
So what if she is? Would that be the worst thing in the world?
No, not for her biggest enabler.
Okay, it's my turn. Never have I ever held a grudge since high school.
Never have I ever almost ruined my sister's entire future.
Hey! If we're getting personal, never have I ever given up on a dream.
At least I pursued my dreams before I gave up on them, Shira.
Fuck off, Art. That's low, even for
Let's just shut up, okay, Alex? Where are you going?
I need air.
Alex stomps to the porch and leans on the railing, breathing heavily. She digs in her pocket for a cigarette and lights it. She inhales a drag and exhales smoke into the night air. Inside, Art waves her hands at Alex.
Listen, shut up, okay? What are your fucking stupid bracelets not working, not aligning your chakras?
I'm aligned as fuck.
You're doing lines as fuck, bitch.
Maybe we should play a different game?
Shira glances at her friends inside. The masked man appears in the shadows behind her. The masked man stands inches behind Shira. Shira starts to turn, but the man grabs her face and slits her throat. Shira falls and crawls toward the door. Inside, Art follows Alex.
What the fuck is wrong with you? This weekend was supposed to be about Emily and you ruined it.
Oh my God, you are still holding that grudge from high school. Even Emily forgave
you. You didn't deserve her forgiveness.
Guys, just calm down.
It's just a little bit of blow.
I knew it.
Can we please stop arguing? This is not what Emily would have wanted.
Alex obviously doesn't care what Emily would have wanted. She doesn't care what anyone wants.
Shira presses her bloody hand to the door, gasping for air. The friends spot her.
Oh my God.
Shira.
What happened? Grab a towel from the bathroom. Grab all the towels you can find. You're gonna be okay. You're gonna be okay. It's all gonna be okay.
Do you think an animal could have done this?
Oh, shit.
She's losing a lot of blood.
She's gonna be fine, okay? Just call an ambulance right now. Hurry. Okay.
Oh, I can't get a signal.
Shit, I gotta readjust the satellite. No. You don't know how to do it. I'll do it.
Wait. You don't know what's out there.
Just, Dio, go to the kitchen now, okay? I think there's a first aid kit in one of the cabinets, okay? Stay with me. Need a holder. Hold it.
Theo searches the kitchen.
Hold on. Okay. Pull overhead. Okay. No, she's not gonna die, okay? Stop it!
I found it!
Theo spills the first aid kit.
This is useless.
Shira, look at me, okay? I cannot lose you too. I can't lose you too, okay? Just stay with me, okay? Shira, wake up! Shira, no!
No! Okay.
Art washes the blood from her shaking hands. She leans on the sink, heaving with panicked breath. Shira lies under a bloody sheet on a couch.
How did this happen?
What kind of animal could do that?
I have no idea.
What do we do now?
Is she dead yet?
Who is that?
Where's it coming from?
She is, isn't she?
Art cautiously lifts the sheet and finds a radio in Shira's pocket.
Who is this?
You've got something that belongs to me.
What do we have? What is he talking about?
I have no idea. Why would I know?
Give it to me. What is it? Just tell us and we'll give it to you.
It's a memory card, son. And it's my personal and private property.
What's going on?
I don't know, but Shira and I found a memory card when we were setting up. We couldn't open it. It was encrypted or something.
Well, where is it?
In my computer.
Art retrieves the memory card and drops it on the table.
Let me.
Careful, goddammit!
He can see us. Get down. Hey, we've already called the police, so you might want to get the hell out of here.
We both know that isn't true.
We need to see what's on this card.
Hey, will you come with me real quick?
Wait. What about us?
You and Alex stay here. Just make sure this place is locked down. Close every single curtain.
Do whatever makes you feel safe. But if you kids are planning on going anywhere, someone might have slashed your tires. But I want that card, and I won't wait forever.
Come on!
The friends dash through the house. Declan follows Art downstairs.
What are we doing?
We need protection!
Clearly, but with what?
Shut up and help me look! Go this way!
Art shoves Declan toward the garage, where he turns on the light. Art heaves open the lid of a wooden trunk. Declan finds a nail gun.
Fuck you. I think I hit the jackpot. And there's more.
Where? Show me. Go.
They find boxes of tools and ropes.
Holy shit.
Theo types on the computer, unlocking the memory card.
I'm in!
What'd you find?
They're audio files.
Rebecca Soprano, Wilson Tenor, what are these?
We're about to find out.
Turn it off.
Turn it off! I'm trying.
What the hell was that?
Do you like my work?
Who is this guy?
Look out the window.
The friends lock eyes, then slowly move to the window. Art pulls back the curtain. They see the dark and empty yard. Near a tree, the ghostly white mask hovers.
Do you see me?
We see you.
All I need is that card, then I'll be on my way.
You killed my best friend for no reason. Do you think we're just gonna waltz on out there and give it to you?
Why the hell not, Art? You heard the man, we'd give him the card and he'll leave us alone.
This card is the only thing that's stopping him from killing us.
In the upstairs bedroom, on top of the dresser, is a red jewelry box. Inside is a ring. Replace the ring with the card, tape it shut, and toss it outside.
How do you know it's in the upstairs bedroom?
I'd get busy if I were you.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm going to get that jewelry box. I want to end this.
I don't think you understand what's going on here, okay? That man was in this place before any of us showed up today.
So?
So this is not just about a memory card,
what,
Alex?
What then?
I don't know.
Look, we just need to reset the Wi-Fi so we can call the police.
No. He will hear the beeping if I go for the satellite.
Oh, do you guys remember seeing a police station on your way in?
Yeah, it was like 5 miles back.
I'm not saying that we run there.
What are you saying then?
There's a flare gun in the treehouse. It's a couple hundred yards away, but the path is mostly hidden by trees, so if I can just get there, fire it up.
I'll go.
I'm the only one who knows where it is.
No,
are you nuts? He'll kill you the minute you step outside.
We can't just sit here and do nothing.
What the hell are we supposed to do?
Art clutches her head and swivels from side to side.
I have an idea.
Art and Alex set up a speaker and the phone playing the suspense film.
Okay. Max out the phone. Okay. It's all queued up. Okay. Do you want to check it or should I? You? Do you see him?
Is he still out there?
Is he still out there?
Alex peers out the window. The masked man is still next to the tree.
I'm sorry I let things get out of hand earlier. Maybe if I hadn't, Shira would still be...
Hey, no. It's not your fault that Shira died, and I'm sorry that I brought up ancient
history. We were just so excited about your parents being out of town, and then we didn't even realize Emily's audition was the next day. It was my fault, and I'm sorry.
Hey, she nailed it, just like she always did.
Let's hope we nail this plan.
Yeah.
They put the speaker in a lacrosse stick.
Do you think the boys are ready upstairs?
Here, let me.
Theo ties a rope around his waist.
How'd you learn to tie a knot like that? I know it wasn't the Boy Scouts.
Let's just say this isn't my first time being tied up.
How have I not heard that story?
Well, hold on to this rope and I'll tell you if I...
Hey, I got you. You're gonna be fine. Yeah?
Mm-hmm. What if it snaps?
It won't. Just remember, stay low. Okay, because he can't see you from down there.
So, like, really stealthy.
Exactly. Stealthy, buddy. Like a fucking ghost.
Theo kisses Declan.
I'm sorry. I wanted to do that for, like, forever.
No shit, Sherlock. Now, come on.
Declan leads Theo to the door and Theo slips outside, threading the rope behind him.
Okay.
The radio is in Art's pocket.
So, are you coming out, or am I coming in?
We're aiming for 20 yards from the swing, mm-hmm. but not too close. We're buying time for Theo, got it?
Yeah. Press play.
They press play on the phone and Art hurls the speaker off the porch with the lacrosse stick. It lands in the yard. Declan holds the rope attached to Theo, who creeps onto the roof.
Here's my phone. Keep checking for a signal, okay?
Art watches the masked man outside.
Come on, buddy. Come on, Theo.
Declan feeds the rope out the door. Theo crawls across the shingles, keeping his body low.
Come on. Theo, you got this.
Art sees the masked man find the phone and speaker. Theo crosses the crest of the roof toward the satellite dish. Declan continues feeding out rope foot by foot, bracing his feet against a trunk. The masked man grabs the phone and speaker from the ground. He looks up at the house. Theo reaches the satellite and turns the knob. The masked man smashes the phone on the ground. He stomps the speaker.
That's it.
I got it! Oh.
Alex dials the phone.
911, what's your emergency?
Oh, thank God you answered. Listen, Hello? What? No!
Declan is yanked forward by the rope. He hangs on tight, but loses his grip and falls back.
Theo! Is that Declan? Something's not right.
I don't know what happened. I think he fell.
You were supposed to be holding him.
I did. I was. But then, I don't know. I think the rope snapped.
I had a fucking connection. I had the cops on the phone. And then the phone fucking dropped.
Get the fucking phone, okay? We have to help Theo.
Are you kidding me? I'm not going out there. Have you forgotten Shira's bloody body on the couch?
We can't just leave him, okay? What if he broke his leg or worse?
He's a fucking psycho, Deck.
Where's Art?
Art takes a big knife from a kitchen drawer.
What are you doing?
Move.
No.
Hold on a second.
Outside, Theo hangs upside down next to the masked man.
Art!
Hello, Artemis.
Artemis stares from Theo to the masked man with wide eyes.
Let's make some music, shall we?
He stabs Theo.
Get inside!
Declan forces Art inside. Theo flops on the rope, blood pouring down him. The remaining friends sink to the floor.
Oh, fuck.
You had to try, I get it. But now that you got that out of your system, let's stop playing games. You have 30 minutes.
Now what?
We wait for the cops to come.
I thought you said the call was dropped.
But it connected. Maybe they'll trace it.
We're in the middle of bumfuck nowhere. You really think they trace calls out here? I mean, don't you have to be on the line for like 30 seconds or something?
That's just in the movies.
Tears pour down Alex's face. Art convulses and gasps.
Art? Art, where are you going?
Art stalks across the living room and grabs the coffee can from the mantle. Declan gets up and follows. Art lies on a bed upstairs clutching the coffee can to her. Declan runs upstairs, pausing when he sees Art on the bed.
You okay? Art? Are you okay? Can I come up?
Art stares at Declan, who slowly approaches the bed.
Look, I know it was tough losing Shira and now Theo, but I promise you, we're gonna get through this.
It's not just that.
And what?
This is all my fault. This was for Emily, and I could leave here with no one.
No, look, I know we came up here for this, but we can't worry about it right now.
I'm not. I need to make sure you guys get out of here alive.
Well, who can we call? How can we get help? We're in the middle of fucking nowhere, okay? We've got nothing. We've got nothing. Wait, what about your dad? I mean, surely he knows you're up here.
I didn't tell him.
Why not?
Because he was against it from the start.
I tried to convince him this is what Emily wanted, but he just can't fucking let go. And I was trying to do this for my family. I was trying to do this for us. And now look.
I know your dad's a hard ass, but I also know that he loves you. He loves you more than anything.
He always put Emily on a pedestal. I'm not what he wants. I'm not her. I can't be Emily 2.0. I just can't.
It's not a competition. He loves you both. He loves you more than anything. I know that. And deep down, he knows you're right.
Was I? Because of me, he might lose another daughter.
Hey, come here. Come here.
Declan hugs Art.
Look, I got you. I'm here. I got you. But we need a plan, okay? So what's the plan?
Art looks down and shakes her head. Outside, the masked man paces under the tree. Alex does a line off the kitchen counter. Art and Declan come in and glare at her.
Everything okay?
No, what are you doing?
Okay, so I was crashing really hard, and that's not something we want. Believe me.
Our friends are dead. We need you focused, Alex.
What do you think this is for? Y'all should do something.
Give me this, you bitch.
Hey, look. The enemy's out there, not in here.
2-minute warning.
What do you want from us?
You weren't supposed to be here.
Neither were you.
I was here first.
What does that mean? This is my house, fucker!
You're merely occupying it.
one more minute.
What? What is it?
I didn't press the talk button. So, he's listening.
Alex opens the case of the radio. They all stare at it and Alex backs away. The masked man listens.
Let's just give him what he wants.
Are you serious? You're the one that said that was our only leverage.
Don't do it.
What other choice do we have?
Time's up.
We're bringing it out to you now.
Are you sure about this, Art?
I don't know what else to do.
Where do you want me to throw it?
Straight ahead.
Declan opens the door.
Suck on this, you hillbilly fuck.
He chucks a case with the memory card off the porch and into the yard. The masked man hurries toward it. Declan goes inside.
Go, now.
They cover the windows and Art sprints through the house. Declan watches the masked man fumble for the case and open it. It's empty. Alex presses the buttons on two radios. Art races outside. The masked man falls to his knees, clenching his ears. The others cringe at the noise. Alex lets go of the button. The masked man claws at his ear under the mask. He throws away his earpiece.
We should run.
What about Artemis?
What about her? Isn't that why we agreed to this plan?
What are you talking about?
Come on, you knew as well as I did that she was dead the minute she stepped outside.
What?
Where is it? We agreed to this plan because it bought us more time, right?
Time for what?
Time to save our asses.
Art was right about you. I can't believe I was ever friends with you. You are selfish
and
so fucking low. What?
He's gone.
The masked man stalks through the trees after Art. Art races down a hill across a field. She trips on a rock and falls face first on the ground. She struggles to her feet and spots a large object half hidden by trees in the moonlight.
What the hell is that?
She glances over her shoulder and approaches the vehicle. She opens the door to the back and looks in. She steps into the RV's cabin and looks around, seeing animal pelts and a dirty kitchenette. Next to the driver's seat, she finds DMV papers and a black and white photo of a young man standing next to an older man with a rifle. Alex reads the name on the DMV registration, Caleb Burns, unknown address.
Caleb Burns?
She looks at the photo again, her brow furrowed. She replaces the papers and turns around, spotting the hammer next to the sink. She finds the audio equipment and computer on a table and picks up the headphones. She sees the radio, the case of memory cards with one missing. She picks up a stained file next to the equipment that has her own name written on it, Artemis. Her eyes widen as she opens the file. Inside are photos of herself.
Oh my God.
She finds a second file labeled Thomas with photos of her father. Then, a folder for Emily with the name crossed out. Inside Emily's file is a newspaper article, "Crash driver may have been drinking." Underneath it is a photo of Emily. Art turns to the window, hearing a noise. The masked man, Caleb, is quickly approaching the RV. Emily gapes and hurries to the RV's bathroom, where she finds the body of the murdered man. She moves onto the bed, where she stifles a scream at the dead woman. Caleb trudges up the RV steps. Art hides behind the bedroom door and watches through a crack. Caleb pulls off his mask with his back to her. He digs through a backpack for a tissue and dabs his bloody ear with it. He puts the mask back on and turns to the bedroom door. Emily pulls away just in time. Caleb leaves the RV. Emily slides the bedroom door open and creeps to the driver's cab, searching out the window for signs of him. She exits the RV into the dark night, looking all around her. She tiptoes around forest trees, then spots Caleb pacing back toward the house. Emily steps backward directly into a bear trap. Hearing the trap, Caleb straightens and turns. Art tries to pry the metal clamp open. It keeps closing tight around her ankle. She looks right over her shoulder, seeing nobody where Caleb was. She slowly turns her head to the left. Caleb steps out from behind a tree at her side. He opens the trap and Art scrambles backwards. He approaches and she kicks his leg, knocking him backwards. Art struggles to her feet and runs limping toward the field. Caleb stands and pursues her. Art's pace quickens and she darts through the trees and to the stairs leading up to the treehouse. Art bursts into the treehouse door and opens the chest inside. She digs through the toys and objects in the chest. Appears in the treehouse window.
You think she made it?
We should run.
What about Artemis?
Be a hero if you want to. I'm out of here.
Look, it's not safe. He could be anywhere.
Move!
Hey, look! I know you don't give a shit about me or Art or anything for that matter, but Shira and Theo are dead, so for once in your fucking life, could you think about something other than yourself?
The door handle turns.
Hide.
Declan and Alex dive to the floor. A dark figure enters the house.
Artemis!
Mr. Crane?
Declan, what the hell are you doing here? Where's Artemis?
We need your help. Someone's trying to kill us.
Sure about that, Alex? What kind of drugs are you kids on?
Shira and Theo are dead.
Artemis, get your ass out here! I know you took Emily's ashes.
Police, open up.
Let me trace my call.
Thomas marches to the door and opens it to find a tall sheriff with shaggy gray hair.
We're responding to a 911 emergency call. What's going on
here? There's a murderer out there. He's already killed two of
them. Knock it off. My name is Thomas Crane. I own
this
place.
You're not getting it.
What I'm not getting, Declan, is why you two are here and I can't find my daughter. Arrest these two and anyone else who is hiding in my house, trespassing on private property.
Mr. Crane, please.
You're not going anywhere till I get some more information.
Come here, I can show you.
Hold up, son. Where do you think you're going?
Oh my God, Shira. You were telling the truth.
Yeah, I was telling the truth.
Patrol, this is Officer Adler. I've got a 187 at 1024 Trappers Avenue. I need backup immediately.
I need to find my daughter.
Sir, this is now an active crime scene. You have to stay here.
I'm not the killer. I wasn't even here.
And how do I know that?
Declan, tell him.
Stay right here, everybody. No one leaves this house until backup arrives. Now, any ideas why anyone would want to kill your friends?
Something about a memory card?
Memory card?
Yeah.
Any idea what's on it?
I don't know. It's really fucked up. Like, screaming and people dying, but to music?
Dying? Well, of course I'm gonna need that as evidence.
Yeah, it's right here.
Alex hands over the card.
Ah, perfect. Thank you, sweetheart.
I'm sorry, officer, but why are we talking about some memory card when my daughter could be out there with a murderer?
Hold on. You said you got a call?
Yeah. Came in at 228.
I'm curious. How'd you know the address if the call dropped?
We may be a small town operation, son, but we trace all our calls. Now, about the music.
Music?
On the memory card.
Declan grabs a fire iron.
Well, I wouldn't call it music.
No?
How is this relevant, sir?
I'm trying to have a conversation. Declan! Oh, there you are. What do you think about the music? Any good?
Officer, are you okay? You've got blood coming out of your ear.
Declan swings the iron into the officer's chest.
Declan, no!
Ah! It's him! It's him!
Caleb knocks Declan down. Alex flees outside.
Take a wild guess.
Caleb pulls out a knife and Thomas tackles him, but is stabbed in the thigh. Declan picks up the nail gun and fires a nail into Caleb's hand. He yanks the nail out. Declan scrambles across the floor and swings the fire iron again. Caleb grabs it and wrestles him to the ground. He stabs the iron through Declan through the eye. Thomas gapes in horror as Declan's head flops against the floor. Caleb hoists himself to his feet and stomps Thomas's head. Gray light begins to touch the sky. Artemis sits unconscious in a dimly lit space, her blonde hair disheveled. The recording software plays on a computer sitting next to the mask. Caleb sits at the computer waving his gloved hands to the music. Thomas sits cuffed to a chair, his head hanging forward. Art blinks awake and lifts her head. Her eyes widen seeing the plastic-covered room and her father seated opposite her.
Dad! What is this?
Welcome back, Artemis.
Dad!
Dad! Dad! Dad! Hey, Dad!
Stop!
He slaps Thomas, who wakes up.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God. Artemis, are you okay?
Art nods.
You know, I've been in every single house in this town, and they all reek of superficial decadence. But not this one. There's a warmth here, built on the same patch of land that I grew up on, until you took it.
Legally purchased this house over 20 years ago.
Now you could say this is my home away from home. And every year I'm treated to a fresh batch of pictures. Birthdays, recitals, summer barbecues.
He hovers close to Art.
Emily's passing is hard on all of us.
How do you know my daughter? What the fuck is this?
Oh, I've known all about you since you bought the place. I consider you family, Thomas.
Yes. I'd like to introduce you to your second born. No, not the one with all the trophies and the framed smiling photos. This is Artemis, the forgotten one.
It's not true. Tell him, Art. Tell him it's not.
Art keeps her gaze fixed on the floor.
Oh God, I did this.
No, this isn't your fault, Dad.
Yes, it is. You wouldn't be here if I had just listened. Paid more attention. Stop pushing you to be Emily. Just miss her so goddamn much.
I miss her too.
I know you were just doing what you thought was right, what she would have wanted.
Oh, I don't usually record spoken word, but this will pair nicely with the sounds of your deaths. You're probably wondering how the hell you ended up in these unfortunate circumstances. Was it because you commandeered our land, uprooting my father and me when I was just a mere six-year-old child? Or was it my envy of you cranes, with your perfect lives, with your perfect family, that drove me to commit these unspeakable acts of depravity? Or was it just the darn memory card? And given the fact that you'd all heard its contents, well, maybe I had no choice but to tie up the loose ends.
Or maybe your daddy just didn't love you the way you wanted to be loved. I saw the photos.
Artemis, don't.
You did. Well, yes. My father was a downright motherfucker of a man, which is why I killed him.
He moves a microphone close to Art's face.
But I digress. Truth be told, we reason that you and your daddy are sitting here right now, and your dear friends have gone to his eternal reward, is due to the simple fact that human suffering is music to my ears. Or should I say, my ear? Thank you very much. Ready.
He plays a note.
I don't understand what you want.
Wrong.
He picks up a scalpel and approaches Thomas.
No. What are you doing? Please! No! Stop! No! Please stop! Stop! Don't hurt him!
You are just terrible at this game.
He slashes Thomas across the face. Thomas locks eyes with Artemis, who presses her lips tightly closed.
Good.
Caleb strokes another key on the keyboard.
That's a C-sharp, by the way.
Art swallows and sings.
That'll do. Let's go a little higher.
Thomas nods encouragingly.
Bravo. I think this is some of my best work yet. Let's test your limits. A high C.
Art cringes, squeezing her eyes closed.
Your daughter is an immense talent. Let's hope she gets it from you.
He swings the microphone to face Thomas. Art spots the flare gun on a table.
Memory card's full. I'll be back.
Art and Thomas look at each other from their chairs. Art pulls against her handcuffs.
Shit!
Artemis. You have to scream.
But that'll hurt you.
It's okay.
Shit!
Hey, look at me. I love you.
I've always loved you. You can do this.
Art nods through her tears.
You be brave for me.
Caleb returns and replaces the memory card. Then he points the scalpel at Art and turns to Thomas.
Your turn.
You have to scream. You have to.
Caleb grins and plays a note. Caleb recoils, then glares at Thomas.
I'll bet you didn't know your daughter was a little
sadist.
No. Where to put this?
Thomas headbutts Caleb, knocking the scalpel down.
You little...
No! No, Dad!
Art escapes her cuffs.
Dad!
She stabs Caleb's back. She grabs the flare gun and runs outside. She trips and falls in the yard, landing next to a board of upright nails where Alex lies dead, nails piercing through her head.
Alex.
Art fumbles to load the flare gun and limps to her feet. Caleb emerges from the house in pursuit.
I'm not finished with you!
Alex aims and fires a flare into the sky. Caleb tackles her to the ground.
Keep still!
She kicks him back and swings his own knife at him. Caleb forces her hand down and turns the knife back toward her belly.
No! No!
He stabs the knife into her. Blood spreads on Art's shirt. Caleb presses his arm into her chest and leans over her face with a sneer.
Not hearing you die just isn't the same.
Art lies still. Caleb stands up and lurches back toward the house. Art remains motionless, her blue eyes gazing at the sky above. The full moon shines through ragged tree branches. The branches sway in the wind. Caleb stalks back to his RV and goes inside. His head swivels when he hears sirens. He climbs behind the wheel just as police cars round the bend with lights blazing. He sits stiffly in the seat as they pass him by, then breathes a sigh of relief. He grins to himself. Art appears behind him with a rifle. His smile fades and he slowly turns to face her, her eyes wild over the barrel of the gun.
You hit that high C, motherfucker!
The moon fills the sky with an eerie glow. Credits roll. Artemis, Cassie Scarbo. Caleb, Michael the 10th Summers. Shira, Georgia Leva. Declan, Zachary Rosen. Alex, India McGee. Theo, Brandon Santana. Thomas, David Lewis. Yeah, no.